Greetings, Calvary, and happy Mother's Day to all mothers. This is Pastor Walton with our message for this Mother's Day weekend, and it is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 16, verses 1 through 16. And the title of the message is, God Sees You, Mom, and He Loves You. Once again, the title of the message is God Sees You, Mom, and He Loves You. Let's pray together. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in Thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. On this Mother's Day weekend, this sermon is dedicated to all mothers, biological and spiritual. What descriptors come to your mind when you think about the word mother? Personally, I think of words like life giver, sacrificer, protector, provider, forgiver, investor, orderer, director, and doer. Fathers certainly have a role, but this is not Father's Day weekend. This is Mother's Day weekend. And in my empirical observation, as I have observed mothers in my own family, in the church families I've been a part of over the years, and as a man in my 25th year of marriage to a Proverbs 31 type of woman, moms typically do more work. Noted preacher and pastor Tony Evans recently lost his wife to cancer. As I read the tributes, more than one said that because of who First Lady Lois Evans was, Tony Evans was able to become all that he has become. Many husbands, Christian or unchristian, would, if they were totally honest, I believe, say the very same thing. But on my heart this weekend, not to take anything away from married mothers, are the single mothers, the unmarried single mothers who never married the fathers of their children are on my mind today. The divorced mothers are on my mind this weekend. The widowed mothers happen to be on my heart and mind on this occasion. I spend a lot of time talking about family. It's our vision, rebuilding families. And I spend a lot of time preaching and teaching about men in the home and men being the priests of their home. I've spent time talking about how men should be men of integrity and about how, in most cases, it requires a strong man to rear and raise a boy into a man. And I've preached and taught about how helpful it is for a girl's father to demonstrate consistency in her life. But on my mind, for some reason, this Mother's Day weekend is not only the conventional mother who is married to the father of all of her children and they live together in the same home. On my mind this weekend is the mother who, for whatever reason, is single. Perhaps she married the father of her children, or maybe she didn't. Perhaps she lives in a home with the father and they are not married and seen as one in God's sight. Perhaps she is a widow. Perhaps she is a divorcee. Perhaps she has multiple kids from multiple fathers, and maybe she lives with one of their fathers, or maybe not. Perhaps she is a mother who has kids but lives alone. Perhaps she, as a mother, has lost a child or children to sickness, to violence, or by some misfortune. Perhaps she wanted to be a biological or adoptive mother, and things just haven't worked out as of yet. Perhaps. I realize that with my finite mind, I did not mention all of the situations single mothers face. I do realize that my descriptions are limited. But mothers, whatever your situation is, whether you are single, married, divorced, or widowed. I want you to know, as we see in the text, the same way that God saw Hagar in the desert, that God sees you. And as a matter of fact, out of all of the names of God, Abba, which means Father, Elohim, God, Mighty Creator, El Shaddai, God Almighty, El Olam, the Everlasting or Eternal God, Adonai, Lord and Master, El Elyon, God Most High, Shofate, Judge, Ish, Husband, Yahweh, Lord, Yahweh, Yireh, Yireh, the Lord will provide, and many more. I want you to know that the one that we read about in our scripture text is El Rahi, the God who sees me. And mothers, today I want you to know that God sees you. I want you to just stop and celebrate that, young mother, middle-aged mother, older mother, whether you're married, whether you're single, no matter what your situation is, that you serve a God who sees you and loves you, and he dances and celebrates over you because he loves you so much. You serve a God who sees you. That's something worth celebrating on this Mother's Day weekend. You are not alone. The text that I know that I haven't read, and I want you to read that on your own, is from Genesis 16, the entire chapter of Genesis 16. And it's a familiar Bible story for many. Abram, later renamed Abraham in Genesis 17, 1 through 5, was married to Sarai, later renamed Sarah, in Genesis 17, 15, and 16. Though promised in chapter 12 that he would become a great nation, Abram had no heir. And Sarai gives Abram Hagar to be his wife so that he can have an heir. Unfortunately, Hagar begins to treat Sarai disrespectfully, and Sarai sends her away to the desert, where she is met by an angel of the Lord who told her a few things. Notice, the angel asks Hagar a question, not for his benefit of hearing her answer, but for her benefit of hearing herself talk. And sometimes God wants us to hear ourselves talk. And the angel asks, "Hagar, Sarai's maid, where have you come from and where are you going?" In the last part of verse 8, Hagar replies, "I am fleeing from the presence of my mistress Sarai." Application, I'm not going to hold you long. Application, sometimes we stay when we should run, and sometimes we run when we should stay. As a believer, we have to listen to the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit accessible to us, because on the day that we were saved, the moment we were saved, the Holy Spirit, he came to live on the inside of us. And we need to listen to his promptings, and we need to talk with him so that we get more and more familiar with how he speaks to us. And we need to listen, because sometimes he may be speaking to us, and sometimes he may be directing us to speak to someone else. And somebody may be speaking, he might say, "Listen," for example. And so we need to know that we have him available to inquire about the major decisions in our lives. And then secondly, notice that God spoke directly what we know that Hagar probably didn't want to hear in verse 9. But maybe she did want to hear it because she was very, very vulnerable. She was young. She was expecting, and she really had nowhere to go. So some may think, you know, she didn't want to hear. Some may think that she kind of didn't want to hear it, maybe the way it was said, but in a way, maybe she did want to hear it. But in verse 9a of the 16th chapter of Genesis, the angel says, "Return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hand." And the application is that God has a way of providing clear and specific direction. Many times we as believers get into our flesh and refuse to do what God says for us to do. Hagar did not do this. And then thirdly, the angel told Hagar some good news and some bad news in verses 10 through 12. First, her descendants would be multiplied, which meant the child within her was going to survive childbirth and be able to reproduce. And the angel also told her who her child was going to be. Mothers, fathers, even though it's not our weekend, our God is sovereign for both mothers and fathers. And the application is this: God loves us all, and God sees us and knows what he wants to do to mold us more into the image of his son. And I hope that no matter what your situation may be, that you know that you are not alone. Sometimes, like in point one, we get upset, and we all have ways that we express our being upset or disappointed. Then sometimes God has to speak a very strict word to us because we are on the verge of making a terrible mistake. And then finally, sometimes good news comes right along with news that is not quite what we expected. I'm pretty sure Hagar was not delighted when the angel said, and I quote, "Every man's hand would be against him." But that's what God said. As I close this short message on this Mother's Day weekend, I just want to say to mothers, married mothers, those who are in conventional situations, and those who are in unconventional situations, whatever your lot, whatever your situation, whatever you may be facing, put yourself in the hands of the Lord. Lean on him, depend on him, trust in him. As I close the sermon on this Mother's Day weekend, I do so with Psalm Division 116, verses 1 and 2. "I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live." Let's pray together. Our Father and our God, we thank you for mothers. We thank you for married mothers. We thank you for unmarried mothers. We thank you, O God, today for single mothers. We thank you for mothers in all configurations. We pray for mothers today and for their strength. We pray that they would feel celebrated. We pray that they would feel the warmth of your love today, that they would feel your sunshine. Lord, even though it might be cloudy this weekend, a little bit chilly, we pray, O God, for your warmth to descend upon each mother. Bless each mother, bless each family. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give thanks. Amen.